This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I like this.
It's going to be raining today or something like that.
Yeah, it's
like
going to be
Friday
pouring.
Rain or something.
Tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
Late in the day.
And then Tuesday we get
late
some
in the day,
disgusting
right in the middle of the
storm.
CBS tailgate.
Not even joking. It is going to be a monsoon.
Oh,
late afternoon into the evening.
Well, when's the CBS tailgate?
It's tonight. So,
I know.
You know, it's
what
like
time?
6 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's the worst spot.
Is it outside?
No, it's inside. It's inside.
Oh, no. So it's not. It's like a
yeah, but I mean, getting there is
not
be
a real
pain
tailgate.
In the ass. You know what it's like driving around the city. I mean, it's just like, oh my god. No, it's gonna be a great tailgate. They're gonna have great food, and it's gonna be legit.
Would have been more fun though if you were under a tent.
Yeah,
it's gonna be totally legit. It's gonna be awesome.
How could it be a legit tailgate if it's inside?
Well, because you got us talking football stuff and
got sausage,
great food, yes, very quality drink.
So, right. Who is going to be there with you guys?
What do you mean?
Like, what guys will be there?
Me, James Brown.
Okay.
Bill Sims.
Yeah.
Bill Cower.
Okay.
Nate Burleson.
Boring.
Okay. It'll be fun.
Is this something that you guys really want to do, or no?
Yeah, it's all about
it's
all about the CBS experiences.
Okay, just making sure. I wasn't sure.
And by the way, one of the reasons that we're doing this is because we have Super Bowl 53 on our network this year.
Yeah,
and it's a big celebration of the Super Bowl and to get everybody all excited. And like I was just saying this morning, Jerry, I don't know about you, but the AFC is loaded with just like explosive offenses, and just imagine, hopefully, if everybody's healthy when we get to the playoffs, what the numbers are going to look like in those playoff games.
You're right, and the week would be so much better if it was in Arizona or California
yes.
or Florida.
Bingo.
Atlanta's fine.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, but you don't want to go to a city
now
that's
you're bitching
fine.
And complaining that you got to go to the Super Bowl and you got to go down
yes.
there
well,
and be a part of the festivities.
Pretty much, yes.
And it's a beautiful new stadium. Have you seen the stadium yet?
On TV, it looks awesome.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm just saying.
But I don't get to the stadium.
Right. Well, I offered you Super
Bowl
tickets.
Last year, I wanted to go to this.
I offered you Super Bowl tickets, too. You guys said no. And I'm
I
can't believe
you. And famously, Al also.
That's
almost
right,
ruined
Al.
His relationship.
And the week. Yeah. And everything. But you know I can't. I got to get back for Rutgers. I can't stay there all weekend.
Okay. Well, I understand.
Thank you.
You have a conflict. I get it.
It is
so,
very nice.
You know, you're a radio professional. You've been around here for a long time. How long have you been working here?
97, January right. 97.
When you did you feel a sense of pride when you picked up the paper and you saw our man Gio on the
Jerry
back?
Does not like this type of stuff.
I don't like this type of
Jerry
stuff.
Ricco, a radio whore.
I think the back page is cool. I mean, to be on the back page, I think that's awesome. Do I like the station drama? I don't. I think
Why
it's,
not?
It's childish.
Okay. Sorry. No. I thought I was going to get more out of you.
Go F yourself.
That was a tape. I didn't say that to you.
Okay.
That was not.
No, what do you want me to tell you? I've never been into this stuff.
Okay.
I love a good radio.
I know you do. That's why I figured
do.
That we've been around here long enough to get this thing going. Like, this is awesome.
Oh, well, you got it going.
You know, I actually, when I was talking about, and I know Mike didn't like this either, Taz and Bart getting into a fight, and that was not good radio, and it wasn't, you know, really entertaining or whatever. I did get a call from Bart yesterday.
He
called me. He goes, so what's going on? Am I fighting Taz? And I'm like, what do you mean? I said, I guess so if you want to. I'll fight him. I'll fight him anywhere. I'm like, what?
Well, that whole conversation really did affect Taz, too, because every day this week after we talked about that, he stopped me and he has analyzed a piece of that discussion. Hmm. So today it was how he freezes people out. And he's like, you're right about that. I do freeze people out. And I'll tell you why I froze that MF or Evan Roberts out for a month. And I'm like, whoa. And he's like cutting a promo on
Taz
me.
Taz is intense.
Yeah, I know. He's like, so I have him on the podcast. Not once does that jerk promote the fact that he's on the podcast. I'm like, Taz, relax, man.
I mean, I'll tell you, somebody's going to snap around here.
I know.
I just, if it hasn't already happened.
Well, it probably has.
Well, somebody has, but he's not here.
Jerry is here with an update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by 2x London. Visit the engagement experts at Americana, Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. Thursday Night Football, Week 10 National Football League. And something happened last night that I don't think has ever happened before. Three touchdowns in about 4 seconds. Not quite, but pretty close. Here they are in combined.
Newton throws to the left. Caught by McCaffrey in stride to the 10, to the 5. Makes a cut. He's in. Touchdown. Roethlisberger throws deep. Near side. Caught. Juju Smith-Schuster, touchdown, one play. Newton nearly sacked in the end zone, throws it, intercepted, over the middle, caught at the 10, into the end zone, touchdown.
Dying Eagle, Westwood 1 on the
fan. How about that?
He
didn't even take a breath between all those plays. That's unbelievable.
It was really quick, right?
And by the way, I don't know if you guys noticed this. Once the game was over, you know, and I'm looking at all the stats and everything, what do I notice? 22 of 25. 22 of 25.
Wasn't that Sims' line in the Super Bowl?
Yes, it was, Jerry. I was just going to ask if anybody just saw that somewhere else.
Yeah, 22 of 25.
Did you see Antonio Brown before the game on his way to a walkthrough earlier in the day?
Going 100 miles an hour?
Yes, on a road that I didn't know you could reach 100 miles an hour on, because I live there. It's light after light after light after strip mall after...
blow through every light.
I guess you catch a green and you're in a Porsche, maybe, but...
So what's worse, going 100 miles on a road like that, that's probably a lot like Hempstead Turnpike, which
yes,
is just like
exactly what it is.
Miserable to drive on, right? Because mm-hmm. you get stuck, you drive, you get stuck, you get drive, you just keep getting stuck. What's worse, him doing that or Kyle Lauletta making an illegal right-hand turn?
Well, didn't Lauletta almost run over a cop?
Yes, and then he was disrespectful to the officers enough so to get arrested.
They're both bad.
Yeah, it's hard to really pick.
They're both stupid is what they are.
But that's the same road that Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blunt got pulled over smoking weed, that McKnight Road.
So they must all live right off of that then, yeah. Right, obviously.
Yes.
I mean, and Antonio Brown, what kind of car does he have?
It was a black Porsche.
Yeah, okay, so...
And he showed up to the stadium later. A security guard told him to turn one way into the parking lot. He went the other way. And did almost run over the guy. I'll show you the video. He's going, whoa, 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 whoa. And then a camera, one of the local news stations, caught him, and he gave him the finger three times on the way into the stadium.
Oh, he's a peach.
He's the same guy that showed up at camp last summer in a helicopter, right?
Yep. Yeah.
This guy's a peach, man. Could you imagine coaching him?
I mean, well, here's Mike Tomlin, who reporter tried asking him about the situation after the game.
Over his time with the Steelers, where have you seen him?
I'm just reviewing the game, man. I'm not talking broad brush things such as that.
There was a follow up.
I'm just saying, to put something.
Bring
like
it
that,
back to the game.
Right, something like that behind him, and be able to focus and put out a great performance.
He's been playing a long time, man. That's what professionals do.
Okay.
Did you see the Le'Veon Bell tweets last night during the game? So they expect him to show up. This week.
Yeah.
Art Rooney II said that. So after the James Conner touchdown to make it 21-7, he said, James, go crazy then with the fist emoji. And then he said, I think it's safe to say it's time to pass the sticks.
You think?
Now, pass the sticks means?
The torch.
The torch? So
I don't really know what any of that means, and I'm trying to figure all this stuff out on social media is ridiculous, but... I will say this, that wasn't James Conner in concussion protocol last night? I think he was.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I did not see that either. Was he? Yeah, I mean, perfect timing for him to get hurt for Le'Veon Bell, right?
Well, hopefully it's nothing significant.
No, he did.
I thought he was.
Conner, yeah, you're probably right, watching the video on CBS.
He went to the locker room for a concussion evaluation. And that was early in the fourth quarter.
Got it. Well, here was Ben Roethlisberger. He was, as you mentioned, 22 of 25, 328, 5 touchdowns to 5 different players. He says didn't try to do too much.
Taking what was there. There was a lot of situations. We kind of opened the game up with obviously the first play was a big one.
That was the 75-yarder. And you guys mentioned the hit Eric Reed had on Ben. Reed talked to him afterwards. What did he say to you?
Sorry, didn't mean it. No, didn't mean to. No intent there.
All in all, though, the game plan of the night worked for Mike Tomlin's team.
We came in tonight with a mentality that we had to play everyone in a helmet.
What?
I have no idea.
And how did Ben...
Yeah, play that one more time. Let me hear
we came in tonight with a mentality that we had to play everyone in a helmet.
We had to play everyone in a helmet.
I guess if you were suited up, you were going to participate.
Do you think that – I just wonder about Mike, because I like Mike Tomlin, and I just wonder about, like, when he talks to the team before the game, do you think he says stuff like what he says in the media to the team?
Well, I saw him a couple times in the locker room when I would go there and cover the team and get some sound after practices, and he is not that buttoned up, nor does he really talk like that. He just sort of goes around and he gives got a lot of guys handshakes and he says stuff like stack some wins. That was a thing he used to say all the time. Let's stack some wins. He has some catchphrases, but it's not like that. No.
I mean, what he does in the media, do you think the team or the players even pays attention to it or no?
No. They never
They're
do.
They're doing none Facebook of, Live when he's talking.
Yeah, none of these guys hear what their coach says in the media.
You're probably right.
I mean, and think about how is
Ben... You know who hears what is said in the media? The friends of the players.
Right, right.
The family of the players. They're the ones who get caught up in it, and then they're the ones who bring it to the players, I think. Or a fan... will say that, like, you know, Troy Aikman said this about you and then, you know, tag you in some sort of tweet or something like that.
Yeah, that Fox broadcast, that pregame show that they do before that game.
I'm not saying nothing, man.
They got Strahan running that thing. Mm. They did a skit where it was Strahan and Howie Long were hanging out somewhere, and an 80s band that they made up called Steel Panther showed up. And they said, we're Steel Panther, and we're headlining Thursday Night Football. And they said, no, it's the Steelers and the Panthers, not you guys, Steel Panther. And then Terry Bradshaw showed up dressed as an 80s hairband rock guy.
Well,
with
he had
the
an
long,
album.
Long blonde hair. Yeah, but he was dressed like, you know, he had like a tank top on, long blonde hair and makeup. And
you're trying too hard.
I was told that Fox is losing $350 million on this Thursday night package.
Wow.
And I heard that from legit sources. And they're all in on sports now. They're going to do $1 billion extension with Major League Baseball.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow. I mean, they're sports first, man. I don't know where that money's coming from in Fox, but man, they are burning through it. Holy mackerel.
And they had to hire all those actors to play Steel Panther last night, too.
Steel Panther's an actual band.
They are?
They're a humorous glam band from Los Angeles.
So they're, okay. They're humorous.
All
right.
So they must have shot that in L.A. Or was that live last night, or what was it?
I don't know what the hell
it was. They must have shot it in L.A.
No, it couldn't have been. Because that's right, because then they cut to Glazer and Strahan, all those guys after that, and they were all laughing and moving back and forth. That's all they do is just stand around and move back and forth. Oh, man. This is crazy. We got a game coming up. What do you think, Jay? Well, Mike, I don't know, man. I think I'm going to... Man, what we got? Ha, 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 ha. Let's get out to Troy. Man, what do you think about the game? I'm picking the Steelers today. Oh, I'm just like, stop moving. God.
That's driving you crazy, Adam.
You know when someone who isn't in the media can tell it's horrible, right?
Okay.
So, you know, my wife's a big Steeler fan, and she just looked up at one point from her phone and goes, what the hell is this? And I said, I don't know what this is.
Somebody got paid to come up with that idea.
Yeah, I know.
Aside from yours, and yes. I like the NFL Network, too, on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Those shows are just, well, they're tough to watch. And you fill in time, and I get it, but there's so much content through the week, it's really hard.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, you're always looking for something fresh to say on a Sunday, which usually revolves around injuries or trends or, you know, what you think is going to happen in the game. We try to get to all of that stuff. And then, you know, early in the season, you're trying to cover the whole entire league. It's almost impossible. Now, at least with buys and everything else, and you know the playoff picture starting to come into focus, you can really focus on some other things. But I mean, look, I do inside the NFL too. But the great thing about that show is that we are responding to what we're hearing.
Yeah, of course. And I think there's, and I'm not just saying this because you're sitting here. There's a little more class to that show. There's a little more. A little more class to that show. I don't want
to ever sit in judgment of anybody else's
stuff.
I know you can't, but I'm saying.
You can say
whatever you want. I don't care, but yeah. I just, at the end of the day, it's like somebody and thought that was a good idea.
I know. It's Strahan, he has made an amazing career. Him hosting that thing, they got to get Menifee in there, somebody.
He's got to be loopy, too, with the length of his day, right?
Sure, right, yeah.
See, but that's why I also say that, you know, people don't realize how great James Brown truly is a host.
Yeah.
He is flawless. And I'm telling you, working with that guy is just like, it's so easy.
It's like the nicest guy on earth, too. Every time I've met him, he's like really interested in how everybody's doing.
He knows who you are, he knows what's going on. Yeah, of course.
What about the dogs?
He did rule out Sam Darnold for Sunday as the starter. Could serve as the backup to Josh McCown, who will get the start against the Bills. Giants in San Francisco on Monday Night Football.
Do we even know who's playing for the Bills? Is it right now? It's Nate Peterman, right?
But it's going to be Josh Allen.
You think so?
I do, yes.
I can't watch Peterman. I'll tell you right now. I'm coming in.
I mean, if you're a Jet fan, do you want Peterman? Do you want to win this game?
It doesn't mean anything because Darnold's not playing. I guess it means something for the coaching staff. I don't know. I mean, oh, God.
They say that Josh Allen has been limited in practice.
Mm-hmm. But right? I'm telling you, the way he's talking is, I can't wait to get on the field this way. I believe it's going to be Josh Allen.
All right, so I'm thinking that if it is Josh Allen, this would be a good thing for the Jet fan to see. So he's been out now for about a month. So he, you know, hit that rookie wall early, and he played poorly until he got injured against, I think it was it the Falcons he got injured against, or who did he get injured against?
I don't remember.
So watching him come back now, it's going to be interesting to see if he's, like refreshed, if in fact he does play this weekend.
Did you see the Bills fans launch that GoFundMe page to get Nate Peterman to retire?
Yeah.
How much money did they get up there for that?
How much it was up to $150 as of yesterday. Yeah, because we did it yesterday morning or two mornings ago, and it wasn't doing.
It was only at $142.
Like, think about the people that actually donated to that, their hard-earned money. Yeah, so I guess, yeah, Allen's taking reps, and he's trending towards playing.
Right, but nothing is given yet, or a given yet. What else? Just quickly here, the Bucks beat the Warriors 134-111. Steph Curry left in the third quarter, strained muscle in his leg. That game was at Golden State. You had the Blazers over the Clippers 116-105. Celtics were down 22, came back, beat the Suns in overtime. Thunder beat the Rockets 98-80. Did you see this game, box score? You see how Carmelo did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1-for-11. That's rough. 80 points, the lowest output, I believe, for Mike D'Antoni team, I think, in 3 years.
Since he was the coach of the Knicks.
Right.
White Carmelo was on that team, yes.
Nets are in Denver tonight. We'll have it on the fan. You've got St. John's taking on Bowling Green tonight. Rutgers could start against FDU. And UConn last night beat Morehead State 80-70. Gary Sanchez had the surgery yesterday on the shoulder. Things went, quote, as expected. Lightning beat the Islanders 4-2.
Yeah. Tyler Johnson. What are you looking at me for?
I think you got that surgery pushed up.
I think I did, too. Yes, I was screaming. What the hell are we waiting for? Because yesterday you reported that it was supposed to be next week.
I told you what the report was.
I didn't report.
You brought it here. You did the investigative reporting. Yeah, you had your sources.
That was a copy and paste. That's what that was.
Right. I was like, why? Get it done now. What are we waiting for?
Well, so they did.
And then all of a sudden, they did it.
Right.
Devils in Toronto tonight, radio.com, and the Rangers skate in Detroit tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.